agenda item is an Alliance Policy and Procedure Quarterly Report, and that's actually me, Lucy Raisin. Let me share my screen quickly here. Our next report that we are sharing is from February of 2024. Our percentage overall is 96.3%, and we've been hovering in that percentage for quite some time now. And so on the left-hand side here, we have a breakdown of the prior month and the current month of 465 policies that were in the scheduled pivot meeting that are current and active. We have 14 that are up to a year overdue, and this number is continually decreasing, which is a good thing. We had 3 in the 1 to 3 year category, 0 in the 3 to 5 year category, and then in the more than 10 years. And actually, you'll notice in our next report that this one has not gone away. Last month we were at 96.8%, and this month we're at 96.3%. This area down here just gives a snapshot of where we're at within the year's period. And then to the right here, we just have the policies, asking policy by policy area, and the amount. We have 18 that are past due, and folks are continuously working on updating those. Then we have a forecast of how many policies are coming due within a year's time frame here. And for last month's activity, we had 1 new policy, 13 were reviewed, and 9 were retired. Do we have questions about the policy and procedures report?
I have no questions, but I just want to thank you for the details and the thoroughness for which you present this report every time we meet. So thank you very much.
Yes, Kim.
Question I have is, are we averaging, you know, 2 policies a month, or like, is it a plan to get those updated fairly quickly, 2 a month?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Is it the overall percentage?
No, when you had the report up, it had, like, prior it had 12, I believe,
for up to a year overdue, and then we have 14. It fluctuates based on the review period for each policy, the overall percentage. Initially, when we started doing this back in 2016, we were at 71.5% was our baseline. And we've had conversations about, you know, whether or not we'd make it to be like 100% each and every month. And again, based on how the review period comes up and when policies roll around to needing to be reviewed and revised, the goal of 96% is sort of where the committee, when we last had the policy and procedure committee meet, was sort of the goal that we were okay with. Now, Linda and I are working to pull together the policy and procedures committee to start meeting again. And so we could have further discussions about, you know, where we want to be percentage-wise overall. That number is going to fluctuate each and every month. It's not really concerning to me, especially now that the hospital has closed. A lot of the policies that perhaps are overdue are hospital policies that really need to be retired. And Linda and I do meet every week to go through policy status or formulate our plans of what we need to do to clean this up moving forward. I don't know if Linda's online and maybe can share more information, but that's the plan, and that's what we've been doing thus far.
No, that was
thank
good.
You. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Lucy.
Hearing none, I will move us on to...